Yet it is hard for several reasons to fathom what LLMs think. Details of the programming and training data of commercial ones like ChatGPT are proprietary. And not even the programmers know exactly what is going on inside. Linguists have, however, found clever ways to test LLMs' underlying knowledge, in effect tricking them with probing tests. And indeed, LLMs seem to learn nested, hierarchical grammatical structures, even though they're exposed to only linear input, i.e. strings of text. They can handle novel words and grasp parts of speech. Tell ChatGPT that dax is a verb meaning to eat a slice of pizza by folding it, and the system deploys it easily. After a long day at work, I like to relax and dax on a slice of pizza while watching my favourite TV show. The imitative element can be seen in dax on, which ChatGPT probably patterned on the likes of chew on or munch on. What about the poverty of the stimulus? After all, GPT-3, the LLM underlying ChatGPT until the recent release of GPT-4, is estimated to be trained on about 1,000 times the data a human 10-year-old is exposed to. That leaves open the possibility that children have an inborn tendency to grammar, making them far more proficient than any LLM. In a forthcoming paper in Linguistic Inquiry, researchers claim to have trained an LLM on no more text than a human child is exposed to, finding that it can use even rare bits of grammar. But other researchers have tried to train an LLM on a database of only child-directed language, that is, of transcripts of carers speaking to children. Here, LLMs fare far worse. Perhaps the brain really is built for language, as Professor Chomsky says. It is difficult to judge. Both sides of the argument are marshalling LLMs to make their case. The eponymous founder of his school of linguistics has offered only a brusque riposte. For his theories to survive this challenge, his camp will have to put up a stronger defence.